The Democratic Party is weighing proposals behind the scenes that could give Michigan a leading role in the 2028 presidential nominating process. Party leaders will decide which state will hold the first presidential primary. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell is part of a committee determining the primary order. She tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter the decision will affect the presidential candidate's policy priorities.
So the state that goes first is the state that gets a lot of attention. The candidates spend a lot of time there. The press spends a lot of time there. The country knows what those issues are. But unfortunately, some of the states that have gone first do not reflect the diversity of the country, have solid labor groups that, quite frankly, people have thought of traditionally as Democratic, but are not these days. Candidates should have to talk directly to the people about the issues that are going to determine the election in November.
So when you're looking at it from that point of view, then, is Michigan a good choice to go first?
I refuse to say that Michigan should go first. I don't think any state should have a lock on going first. I think states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, purple battleground states that determine the outcome of what happens in November should be part of the early process. Candidates should have to talk about issues that are going to determine the outcome in November.
When you look at states like Michigan, let's say, that have a large population, some people I've heard say they worry about that because they think candidates who have a lot of money would be able to buy commercials instead of being on the ground connecting with individual voters. Do you think that that's a legitimate criticism at all? Not just Michigan, but of any larger state?
I think that candidates are going to have to be on the ground in larger states as well as they're going to have to be in the smaller states. And these larger states actually have the issues that determine the outcome in November. Candidates should have to appear there, work there, win there. And part of that is raising money. That's part of winning, to be perfectly frank. But I also think it's more important that retail politics, like getting in union halls, talking to working men and women, hearing what they think, getting into senior centers, getting into veterans halls. Many of these purple states have a whole lot of different stakeholders that need to be heard. And the candidates need to be talking about how they feel about the issues.
I've heard some people worry about some states, Michigan was one, where they said they were afraid about things dividing the party right off the bat over the situation in Gaza, because there's a large Arab or Jewish population and the abandoned Harris, abandoned Biden movements over support for Israel. Do you think there's any legitimacy to those kinds of criticisms?
First of all, I think that while we do have a significant Muslim population and a significant Jewish population in Michigan, this is an issue that matters around the country, and I think it is better to talk about it early than to be losing in November and talking about it for the first time. I think it's very important they be part of the early discussion.
You were telling me way back in 2016 when people thought that Hillary Clinton seemed to have a pretty good lead over then-candidate Donald Trump, that you thought Trump was actually making much more inroads among working class people than was seeming to come out over polls, et cetera, and saying that, you know, he had a good shot in Michigan and elsewhere. When you look at what Democrats need to do now in the primary process going forward, period, do you think that those kinds of connections need to be strengthened more than they are currently?
Yes, that's why I think that they have to campaign in states where those groups matter and where the stakeholders matter. I knew Hillary was going to lose before that November because I was in those union halls. Too many candidates don't walk into a union hall. They need to.